It's 12:30 on Thursday again, and that means it's time for two tickets, please.
Don't sound so excited about it.
Sorry, today I'm pretty excited. Also, we're doing a show competition right now. I'm trying to get the levels up here. We're doing a show competition. Oh, wow. We're doing a show competition right now between all the WTUR shows. So if you are actually listening and you feel compelled to go vote for us, go to WTURonline.com, find the show competition page, scroll down, and vote for two tickets, please. We appreciate your vote and your listen because we really enjoy doing two tickets, please.
We do.
It's a great time. My name is AJ.
I'm Jackson.
And we are the quote-unquote film experts that take you through a bunch of different film shenanigans every week. I don't really know how else to describe the show. So there's been some big stuff going on, some stuff that we haven't talked about, but we're going to get to that later because last week, well, do we want to say that again, actually?
Do you have one?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either. But maybe I can think of one.
If you can think of one, great. I prepared a lot of other information and just not a say that again line.
Yeah,
so.
For real, me too. Okay, let's just go into...
Let's talk about Thunderbolts.
Yeah, so we saw Thunderbolts on Friday.
Last Friday.
And, initial reaction, AJ, what was your thoughts?
Okay, well, I see a lot of people talking about, like, oh, this is the movie that's gonna bring the MCU back. And... It was good, but I also don't think it's that movie.
Well, I thought you really liked it.
I did. I thought it was great. I thought it was a good movie, but I don't think that it's the type of movie that brings the MCU back. It's a very specific type of movie. It's not like it's not something that's going to make the rest of the MCU good, I guess. If you understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
I thought it was great.
I mean, I guess I see what you're saying.
I loved the movie. I really enjoyed it. Like, I thought it was a great movie. And I really do, like, that is probably one of the best MCU movies since Endgame, besides, like, Guardians.
Yeah, it's probably...
Guardians 3.
It's probably, like, third best.
It's probably, like, third best since Endgame, and that's great, but it's not the type of movie... I can articulate my thoughts as we get more into it. Also, I don't want to, like, spoil it.
Yeah.
Can we spoil it?
I think we're back. I think it's so good. I think
that was good.
I think they can build off this and go in this direction, and I think it's really good.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, how do we... I guess we don't spoil it.
I don't think we should.
Yeah,
probably I know not. A lot of people were mad because of, like, the Billboard name changes, and they were like, oh, that spoiled the movie. It's not really spoiling
the movie. Yeah, not really. Yeah, we won't spoil it, though.
We're not going to spoil the movie. But overall thoughts, it was great. It was a really good time. It was something that I definitely feel like... I can resonate to. Like, it was a very emotional type movie, and it was cool. Sentry was awesome.
Yeah, love the tone of this movie, and loved all our main characters. Like, I think it all worked together pretty well.
Yeah, actually, was cool. Everyone was great, yeah.
'Cause they kind of threw together these random characters, and that's why people were, like, not sure about it, but I thought it was really good. I mean...
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Who's your favorite character in this movie?
Red Guardian. I mean, easily. I love David Harbour, too, so that's, like, an easy, like...
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
He was really good.
So, yeah, it was really good.
My favorite character was probably John Walker.
Yeah, he was funny, too.
Well, I think he's like, one of the best post-Endgame characters, I think.
Yeah.
He got crazy hate for his character in Captain America and Falcon the Winter Soldier. And that's, like, good. If people hate your character that much.
I was going to say, if you played the villain right, if people hate your character.
But low-key, like, he's such a good character. He's so interesting. And, like, low-key, everyone's, like, hating on him because, like, he killed that one dude that, like, killed his friend. And it's, like, how many people you think Captain America killed in, like...
Yeah, it's, like, I definitely think, like, the time is different. Like, it's definitely more political when John Walker does kill. It's like a worse political move when he does kill that one person.
Yeah,
like, obviously, when Captain America was killing people, he was killing, like, Nazis. and stuff. So
I mean, this guy was like a terrorist who killed his friend.
Yeah, I know, but politically, it's like a low-key different world. Reasonable, it's 100 years later.
Reasonable crash out.
But yeah, I mean, crash out. Yeah, it's like. But I also understand why they took away the title of Captain America for that.
Well, I'm mostly just saying, like, why, like, fans don't like him.
Oh, no, I think that scene...
It makes no sense. Like, he's such a good character.
I don't understand why fans didn't... Well, everyone loves him now.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't like him in The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Because I did. I thought he's really well done, you know? Yeah. I thought he was a good character.
Let's go through all our main characters and talk a little bit about
it. Okay.
So our main headliner here is Florence Pugh as Yelena Belova.
Yeah.
Who was really great.
She did a great job.
In my opinion.
This
is the type of character they can do a lot of stuff going forward with.
Especially after what they did in this movie. Yeah. With her. I mean, it's really good. I guess it wouldn't be so she's obviously struggling with, we can see that in the trailer, like with a sense of identity kind of, and that's a basis for the rest of the film because kind of all these characters are, as you see in the trailer, like John Walker's looking at the article about him or, you know, Red Guardian's driving a limo now and, I don't know how Ghost is in the trailer.
I don't know. She's
just kind of an outcast also. It's a bunch of outcast-y type characters that are all brought together and kind of find their sense of where they belong. And it's kind of cool because Void, who's like Sentry's alter ego, who's also like the same thing in the comics, is literally like a metaphor for like depression. Is what he is in the comics also. That's how he's created. So... it's like, it's pretty cool because it kind of explores that whole side of it.
It works well. I'm surprised. We were even talking like it's interesting having Sentry as a villain because like he's way more powerful than like all of the main characters. But like it actually works crazy well.
It works so well, especially in their fight against like actual Sentry. That's awesome.
Yeah. But they just get having Void be the main villain with these set of characters and their whole thing. Like it just works super well. And it's really cool.
Yeah, I think.
But yeah, I think Yelena Belova is probably like. I mean, I liked all of the characters.
I liked
probably
them all,
objectively the best character. Is that crazy to say?
She is.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because I mean, she's the character that has like the most like work done on her through the script. And
yeah, I mean, she's the main
through
character.
Through the story, she's the main character.
But yeah, so. I'm excited to see more of that. I mean, Lewis Pullman as Bob/Sentry.
Yeah, are you kidding
me?
Is
just so good.
I like, because after the movie, I found out that Steven Yeun was originally supposed to play Sentry and Bob.
I saw that.
I don't know. I think I like Lewis Pullman in that role way
Lewis
more.
Lewis Pullman was so good.
I think he did way better
than
Steven
Yeun. He's so good
Steven
at this,
Yeun
like, likable, awkward guy.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen, like, three movies that he's like that in.
And that's what he, like, it's awesome.
Yeah.
He did a great job.
He's such
job.
A good character. And then
great job.
I mean, he basically plays three characters in this movie.
Yeah, and he does a fantastic
and it's so
job.
It's so good. It's such a good... arc and character. So
yeah,
be cool.
For sure. It's really enjoyable.
Who are their main people? I mean, Red Guardian, you said.
Oh, man.
He's like your main character. He's like the main comedic relief of this movie.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel, but Red Guardian in Black Widow was one of the parts that like David Harbour playing him in Black Widow made that watchable for me.
Yeah, it's like the only good part.
I've always loved Red Guardian. Whether it comes to comics, and I've just always loved him, and so... I'm a big fan.
No, I like him a lot.
And so he's hilarious. And David Harbour's a great actor, too.
Yeah.
So I think...
he's like mainly comedic relief, but he also has that really good like speech to Yelena Belova at one point.
He has that great speech. He saves that little girl, which...
is interesting.
I don't know. That part was insane because... well, I guess I got to say it because I got to clarify what I'm talking about. He like saves this little girl when all the rubble's falling. And then Void, who's above them, sends just her into the void right after he saves her. It's like crazy. It's, man.
But yeah, he's a great character. He's a great character. I mean, I'm excited to see all these characters going forward. I mean, Wyatt Russell is John Walker, U.S. agent. My favorite character, I think.
Yeah, that's
incredibly
great.
Cool character going forward.
He was great.
Can't wait to see more of him. I mean, Sebastian Stan as Bucky.
Oh, yeah, how did we forget that? He's awesome.
He's really cool.
As Senator Barnes.
He's Representative Senator for like Barnes. 10 minutes.
Yeah, Yeah, literally.
But I mean, he's really good. Obviously, I've seen some people talk about like there's low-key no reason for him to be in this movie, but like he kind of just is there.
I think he's
and it's like, yo, I'll join.
I think he's a valuable plot.
But
device.
I'm glad he's in it.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
The scene where he shows up is awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And I think he adds great. A lot to the team dynamic and.
Yeah, and John's like, is that Bucky?
And this team going forward, it's interesting that like he's on it and like not Sam and everything with that. Yeah. We'll talk about that when we can spoil stuff. But
oh yeah, we can talk about that.
And then
after we can talk about it after Fantastic
Four. Ghost. I forget who she's played by.
Wait,
doesn't say on here. But she's pretty cool. This is her second time being in a movie besides Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is not good.
No.
And I think she's pretty cool.
She's
probably lesser than like she's probably like my least favorite of the main people.
Yeah, but she's still like not a bad character.
But like she's still cool.
Yeah, she's good.
And she adds a lot. She's the only person on the team with like actual superpowers that isn't like super soldier serum.
That's really funny, actually.
But she's pretty cool. She has some good moments. She does low-key like save the team like 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's really cool.
I'm a big fan.
And then, me too.
Oh, wait, I forgot about the most important member.
Oh.
Taskmaster.
Oh.
No comment.
No, we can just say that our prediction that we've had for like 5 months is right.
Okay, spoiler.
Well, if they're not recurring listeners, they won't know what we mean by that.
Yeah, they won't know what we're talking about.
Because if anybody's listening, actually.
Okay, well. Yeah, that's the team. I'm a big fan of this team. I think, like,
yeah, they're
it
great.
Feels like, not like on Guardians level, but it's like, it's an actual team.
It's Yeah, it's you definitely not Guardians level.
You know what I'm
level,
saying? But like, it feels
it
like they actually...
It is an actual team.
Because they all, like, hate each other and stuff. But then it's like, when it really matters, like, they all care about each other and work together well. And
absolutely.
Like,
yeah.
I think it works really well. Good team.
Good team.
Good movie.
Good stuff. Good job, Marvel.
I put this where... We've done our whole Marvel ranking, so I have the list, but...
Oh, yeah. Let me pull it
what
up.
What number did I put this at? I think like 14 or something, which is pretty good.
I gotta look.
Yeah, out of the 36 Marvel films, I put this at 14.
Out of the 36 Marvel films, I also have this at 14.
Wait, no way. I didn't know that.
That's crazy. I have it just before Deadpool and Wolverine and right after Spider-Man No Way Home.
I have it right above Deadpool and Wolverine and under Captain America, the First Avenger,
which
I could see it being better than that.
I don't know.
But I'm not sure. I think
I don't know. I'm a big First Avenger guy. I don't think it is.
But like looking at all the stuff above it on my list, like these are like the greats. So like.
Absolutely.
This is very high.
So it's a very, like it's really good.
It's definitely worth seeing. This is the second movie this year I'm going to fully recommend you go see.
Absolutely.
Only the second one, but. You definitely need to go see this.
Oh, I didn't add it to my 2025 ranking.
It's definitely the second best. I think Warfare is probably better, but
I'm trying to debate whether or not I like Mickey 17 more or less.
This is way better than Mickey 17.
Well, in your opinion,
what?
I'm trying to think. I probably liked this better.
Yeah, this is way better. But this is the second best movie of the year so far for me, and you should definitely go see it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's definitely worth a watch.
Especially if Absolutely. You know anything about Marvel. But I guess also if you don't, go
if,
see
if
it.
If you don't, there's
good.
Not a whole lot that you won't understand, I don't think.
I mean, all the main characters have been in stuff before. But, like, this is when they get the most character development, so I guess.
Yeah, but they do a great job of, like, showing what each character's kind of been through.
That's
through,
true.
Like, narration or, like, through cutaway scenes, like especially when they go
into
the void.
Yeah, they talk about it and stuff. So yeah, you could watch
even if you don't understand Marvel, I definitely think you're going to watch this movie.
Yeah, it's very good. Great movie.
Great movie. Good
fan.
Time.
I kind of want to see it again.
I wouldn't be opposed, although...
We're stupid busy. But this is a great movie.
We are super busy.
Definitely go see
also,
it.
Also, like, money. I don't know.
Money.
I don't have money. Also, I don't know if there's anything else good coming out.
I don't know. Does anything come out before
we leave
for
college? Does this
movie
look interesting to you? Fight or Flight?
Probably not. Wait, does any of the big... Nothing else big comes out before we leave from college, right? When does Mission Impossible come out?
Wait, Friendship's in theaters.
Oh, we should go see that.
I kind of want to see that.
Okay, we'll figure it out.
Oh, wait, it opens tomorrow. Wait.
We can't see it tomorrow, though.
No, I know. We'll probably have to see it, like, next week. Anyway. Yeah.
All right, well, that's our Thunderbolts review. We'll probably do, like, what, next week we'll probably talk about it with spoilers briefly.
I definitely think we should do that.
Yeah, we'll talk about spoilers because there's a lot to talk about because it's really solid. I think this is really good.
Yeah, I
definitely
good.
Much better than Captain America: The Brave New World.
Oh, it's way better than that.
Definitely best Marvel movie, but this has potential to not be the best Marvel movie of the year. Hopefully,
I really Fantastic hope. Four I is really better. Hope Fantastic Four is like the best one because I think it.
Hopefully, it's even
I'm
better.
A huge Pedro Pascal fan, so like. I hope it's the best one.
I hope so. But this has been very solid. Second best movie of the year for me.
Actually, speaking of Fantastic Four, I saw something interesting on Twitter that said that Pedro Pascal's Reed Richards is going to be like one of the main like protagonists in Doomsday.
I could see that happening.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised by that.
So that's going to be cool.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm curious to see how it goes, how like Fantastic Four goes, because I want to know how they, because inevitably because of. They're in Doomsday, they're going to end up in, like, the main Marvel universe.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how that's going to happen.
How Fantastic Four is going to end. Like, are they going to just, like, lose?
Are they going to lose and leave? Because that, like, doesn't feel characteristic of the Fantastic Four.
So, I don't know.
So, who knows?
Excited to see that.
I think it will connect to Doctor Doom in some way, though.
Oh, for sure.
So, it's going to be exciting. Very I'm excited. Cool. I'm really jazzed for this movie.
Jazzed for Marvel again. Jazzed.
I hope you guys, as the Flick fam, are also jazzed.
Flick fam.
For this movie. I think I'm going to stick with Flick fam.
Why would we stick with Flick fam?
Because
ticket holders is better.
Flick fam is just fire, though.
No, it's not.
Flick fam.
Okay, let's move.
Okay, actually, okay, I'm going to do a great segue. This is one of our first disagreements. On Two Tickets, Please, about our name.
Oh, wow.
Well, we had another disagreement last week on our way back from Thunderbolts. I peaked, actually. That's the first peak of this session.
Oh, come on.
But that was a great segue, wasn't it?
It was a good segue. We've mentioned it before on the podcast. Like, we tend to just, like, agree on everything, which sometimes is boring.
Yeah, like, it can be.
We have the same opinions about
it. It can be really boring. We're like
movie
the same
stuff.
Person most of the
so
time.
So here we were talking on the way back from Thunderbolts, and we disagreed about a lot of stuff about...
the new DC universe that James Gunn has been working on with Peter Safran.
Mm-hmm.
Safran? I don't know. It's not the same. Yeah. So... here. Okay, sorry. I should have like clarified. Here's kind of how we're going to go about this, okay? We're going to go through, I think we go through each movie. I have a ton of notes on each movie,
mm-hmm.
talking about like potential plots and release dates and updates of where the movie is in production. So we're going to go through each, and then we're going to give our opinion on how we feel about each film, I think is the best way to go about it. And then at the end, I have a closing remark that will be related to something that Jackson's going to bring up because I feel like adding it. So,
to give a little more context.
Oh, yeah, a little more context.
James Gunn, who is the director of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, most notably.
Yeah.
Has been basically given full control over DC.
Yep. Warner Bros. Was like, you fix the mess we made.
I think is great because DC stinks. They've made like... one good movie sometimes. Like,
yeah.
What's like the best DC movie?
The Suicide Squad.
I think so, too.
The one
that
James
was made
Gunn
by
did.
James Gunn.
Yep.
Sorry.
So.
But they've basically been like, yo, fix this. So they're like rebooting the DC universe. So like all the Ben Affleck Superman, Henry Cavill. No, Ben Affleck Batman.
Ben Affleck Superman?
And Henry
Hold
Cavill
on.
Superman.
Are we on
that
to something here?
Like not,
are we on to something here?
That stuff's like its own universe, so. Yeah. Should we cast Ben Affleck as Superman?
No. David Cornstone's going to do good.
We have a new... this is like a new universe, and it's starting. The first thing, like the first movie in the new universe is Superman, which is coming out this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, I want to give a little more context also.
New universe.
First of all, I've always liked DC more than Marvel. That's always been my preference, so... I'm very excited for this. And second of all, these first six films that we're going to be talking about eight today, but the first six come from chapter one, quote unquote, of the new of the new like universe. It's going to be split into chapters, and I can also talk about kind of what I think and my predictions for how the rest of it's going to go. Mm-hmm. Chapter one is called Gods and Monsters. So basically every film that we're about to talk about, these are intentionally picked based on when the screenplay is done. So let's dive right in. We obviously know Superman is coming out July 11th, and it's not an origin story. Do we just want to give some brief thoughts on Superman?
Wait. Isn't the first thing technically Peacemaker?
I was only going to talk about films.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Shows, there's a bunch of shows. Like, there is a Wonder Woman show.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called, but it's in like pre-production right now.
Okay.
So like it's a part of the DC.
Yeah, we'll just
universe.
Do movies.
I was just gonna do films today because I have a feeling we're gonna take a lot of time on this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Superman comes out July 11th.
The only note I have for it is I say it looks great.
Great stuff.
But like genuinely, I think it looks awesome.
You've probably seen the trailer. Go watch the
Guy Gardner, Green Lantern. I'm a huge fan of how he looks. I'm a huge fan of Mr. Terrific.
Yeah, interesting side characters for your first DC movie.
Yeah, but it looks awesome.
No, I'm good with it.
Lex Luthor looks like the D1 hater that he's supposed to be.
Yeah,
Come on now.
I'm happy that they didn't go some weird direction with the villain. Like, start with the Superman
movie and use
your most famous Superman villain. Lex Luthor.
Absolutely.
So I'm good with that. And I think the casting for basically everyone in this movie is great.
I agree.
For Lex Luthor, definitely. He looks like the biggest hater ever.
It's funny because I'm pretty sure the actor who's playing Lex Luthor actually tried out to be Superman.
I think so.
And they casted him as Lex Luthor.
Dude, you're perfect.
So that's awesome. He's a D1 hater and he looks great. I'm very excited for this.
I think this is a great move. Just start with just Superman.
Absolutely.
Probably Batman's your most famous character, but like, I don't know. Superman's like
the
most.
They are in league with each other.
Superman's probably the most famous superhero.
Superman is like the force of essentially like a DC god.
I mean, yeah.
Is literally what he is. So I think it's important to kind of start with that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying he's like your most popular character, so I think it's big to actually have a good Superman movie. Because the only good Superman movie is very like, some people hate it, like Man of Steel. Some people think it's great, and some people think it's like awful.
Well, yeah.
So it's like we gotta get Man of
Steel's like fine.
I think it's pretty good, but like we gotta get a great Superman movie out the gate. Like if this movie is fire, which I think it will be, then we're looking good.
This is another thing.
If this movie is trash, then everything.
If this movie is successful, then I think they change some of their plans.
You think so?
Absolutely. If it's a box office success, they can get more investors, and they can be more ready with certain projects. But I think starting off with this, if it's good, that sets the groundwork for a great franchise to continue building this world. I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So that's Superman. We know a lot about that. We talk about Superman probably. We probably mention it like every other week. We're like, man, it looks so good. Like, it's going to be great.
Because it does.
It does. It looks really good. James Gunn. He knows what he's doing when it comes to comic book media, so I fully trust whatever he has planned. And I think the rest of these are also going to be fire. The next film set to release will be June 2026, and that will be Supergirl, Woman of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's basically going to be about Supergirl who was raised, Kara Zor-El, who was raised on a chunk of the destroyed planet Krypton and watched everyone around her die with her cousin Superman, who was raised on Earth by loving parents. So she's somehow going to get to Earth. And fun fact, Jason Momoa is set to portray Lobo in the film.
Dude, I think that's awesome.
After playing Aquaman in the DCU. Yeah, I think that's awesome. For those of you who don't know, Lobo is an intergalactic bounty hunter in the DC universe. He's like this I don't really know how to describe him, actually.
I mean, he's sick. He rides like a motorcycle.
Yeah.
In space.
He's just so cool.
And he looks just like Jason Momoa.
Do you think
so.
That might be the best casting ever? To have Jason Momoa play Lobo.
I think it's awesome. He looks just like him.
Yeah.
And I just know
and
he's
he rides
gonna
a
be,
motorcycle
I just
space?
Know he's going to be able to play the character so well.
It's going to be Garrett the Garbage Man Garrison on a motorcycle. Bounty hunting people. That's going to be so fire.
He's not even just because he looks just like him, but like I just couldn't see anyone playing Lobo as well as Jason Momoa. Like he has that exact type of like
perfect
personality.
It's going to be awesome. And then also an update on where production is at. Filming has started and is about halfway done.
Okay.
As of like a couple weeks ago, according to Wikipedia. So I don't know how accurate that is.
I think this is interesting, but I don't hate it that this is the second movie. Because Supergirl is a pretty big character, but it's like Superman and then Supergirl.
I think what's so important about this movie is continuing to establish your main characters that you've already introduced in Superman and to keep building the world.
Is Supergirl going to be in Superman?
I don't think she's going to be in Superman. I think she comes to Earth after Superman.
Yeah. So, but so like a Supergirl.
Obviously,
like,
Superman's going to be in Supergirl.
But like, is Supergirl really going to be like a main character?
I think so.
I mean, like, I'm not against it. It's interesting. I'm just saying, like...
Like I said, I fully trust...
I wouldn't expect... If you're like, oh, the big DC name, Superman and Supergirl, I'll be like, oh, I mean, Superman, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of breaking away from what this... What the established narrative is also, which is an interesting choice, and I think it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. They cast a... Millie Alcock for Supergirl, who, just look up a picture of her. Looks pretty accurate, in my opinion.
Yeah, looks a lot like Supergirl. Yeah. So, it's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Are we done? Any final thoughts on Supergirl before
I mean, there's not much about it, but, like, it'll be cool. Like, if they do it well, like...
Yeah.
And I'm sure Superman would be in this movie, right?
Oh, there's no way Superman's not in the movie.
I mean, there's no way he's not.
There's no way he's not in the movie.
Who do you think, like... Because Lobo's not really, like... A villain. Like, who do you think, like, the main antagonist of this movie would be? Like, I see Lobo just being, like, there and, like, being this funny side character who's, like, a part of the
story. I mean, you could have Zod, maybe.
That's true, if they go the Krypton route.
Because, obviously, like, she was raised on a fragment of Krypton, so you could have Zod.
It could be the Zod, yeah.
Or if they just go ahead and make Lobo a villain.
They could do that.
I don't know.
I feel like Brainiac would be...
Brainiac would be cool.
That can be cool, but I feel like Brainiac's usually like a huge like Justice League villain.
I was going to say, Brainiac's too big for Supergirl. But...
We could see. That'll be interesting.
We'll see. I could see them going the Zod route, just getting him out of the way early.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks great.
Very cool. So Superman and then Supergirl, and then what's next in the timeline?
Here we go. This is where our big disagreement happened. We've got... Clayface as the third DC Universe film.
Yeah.
Let's go through the information before we actually talk about it. It is a body horror Hollywood story about a B-movie actor who uses substance to remain relevant but becomes made entirely of clay. In March 2023, filmmaker Mike Flanagan and his partner met with Gunn regarding a film centered on the character Clayface in which he would not be the villain that he typically is portrayed as in the comics. If the film were to move forward, it was unclear at the time if it would be part of DCU or an Elseworlds film. Matt Reeves' The Batman sequel was also expected to feature the character. In December 2024, DC Studios greenlit the film for the DC Universe with a script written by Flanagan. And James Gunn came out and said, when people were asking if Clayface is officially the third DCU film, why didn't you choose to do a more prominent character first, like Flash or Wonder Woman? James Gunn said,
"That's what I'm saying.
Because of the number one rule here at DC, no movie will be greenlit before the script is ready. And Mike Flanagan's script was ready. And as for the Flash, we're holding a beat on development, which we can talk about later because I know why they're doing that."
Okay.
I think Clayface is going to be great, and I think it's going to be amazing to see him as what I'm kind of hoping for is a Venom-style anti-hero, but actually a good movie.
I don't know if we keep doing this. Every studio is like, "Hey, let's take these villains and make them like cool and anti-hero." The third movie of your new DC thing is Clayface.
Think about it.
How many of your listeners, of our listeners, you think even know who Clayface is?
Not a lot, probably. But I know who he is, and I think this movie is going to be awesome.
I'm sure it'll be good. I trust James Gunn, but it's like when you start this new universe, and you're like, all right, Superman, Supergirl, and Clayface.
Do you know how the MCU started with Iron Man and Captain America? Those were not their big comic characters
up until
that point. But
they're still big.
Clayface is a big Batman villain.
He's a No, he's like a medium level Batman villain.
He's a pretty big. He's bigger than medium level, but he's not the biggest.
But we're also doing Clayface before Batman.
Yeah, that's fine. Do you remember what this chapter of the DC Universe is called?
What?
Gods and Monsters.
Gods and Monsters. Okay.
Clayface is a monster.
Yeah, okay.
They do not have to release these things in, like, order. In story order. Why?
But it's
nobody
so
does that.
Weird.
Nobody releases these things in story order anymore. We are peaking a lot.
I'm sorry.
No one releases these things in story order anymore. Actually, no one ever has. The MCU didn't come out in story order. We don't have to have this release in story order. If the script is ready, you green light it, you go. This movie's going to be awesome. I'm a fan. Let's do it. I trust James Gunn.
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting... Like, Clayface is an interesting character.
Absolutely.
But, like...
That's why...
I don't know.
I'm a fan. Let's get it rolling, James Gunn. Let's move... It's right now scheduled for September 2026. I'd rather not wait that long. Let's get it out here. I'm excited for this movie. Boom. Good movie. It'll be good. Because let's look at what else Mike Flanagan has wrote real quick. Let me figure it out. Let's see. Okay, nothing that I would know, actually.
He hasn't written anything?
He's written stuff, but nothing that I would see. So actually, I don't know. He wrote The Life of Chuck, which...
So we're screwed.
Comes out this year. Well, you haven't even seen that movie.
No, Clayface, what in the world?
Dude, Jackson's just hating.
I'm not hating.
You're hating.
I hope it's good.
No, you're hating.
I hope the movie's good, and
yeah,
I trust James Gunn, but it's just an interesting...
There's that word again. It's just an interesting choice.
Yeah,
it's
an interesting choice to have your third movie be about, like, a B-list Batman villain.
Yeah, but he's hating. He's hating.
I'm not hating.
You are hating over here. Because this is going to be a good movie. And I think whatever they do with this, it's going to set up something really cool and important.
Okay.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
Next, we have The Authority. Which, fun fact.
Which is also...
Okay, so I actually kind of agree with you on this one. I don't really feel great about this. Basically, let me describe we'll talk about how we feel about it afterwards. The Authority is, it was created in, like, the early 2010s, and it actually wasn't a part of the DC, like, comic line. And they ended up getting it, and they integrated it into the DC comic line. So, James Gunn describes the Authority as a team that thinks the world is completely broken, and the only way to fix it is to take things into their own hands. So, that means they just do whatever they want to try and save the world, I guess. I don't really know. Gunn described the film as a passion project. And he also said that the script struggled coming together. And then he also said that it would have connections to Superman. So there is a script. I guess it struggled being put together, and it is a Gunn passion project, which I guess is a good thing, right? That means the movie will be good, but I don't like that we're doing this that early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this the fourth movie?
See, I agree with you on this one.
Like, I don't even know who this is.
I don't even know.
The Authority?
I didn't know who The Authority was until I was doing research for the episode,
Yeah, I didn't
really.
Know what this is until we talked about it.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? What is the move here? I mean, I hope
I'll be there. I'll see it.
I hope it's good. I'll see it. And, like, James Gunn cooks with random characters, I guess.
He does.
Like, he brought the Guardians, like, were unknown, basically. And he was like, this is the best stuff in the MCU. So, like,
absolutely.
Hopefully he does something good with this. But it's just very, I don't know. Especially if Superman's fire. You're like, oh, Superman's cool. Let's get all these DC characters. And then next is Clayface and the Authority. And you're like, oh, okay. I don't care anymore.
I care still. I think both the movies are going to be fire. I'm just a little more concerned about the Authority than Clayface, because Clayface is a character that I actually like and care about. So
yeah.
I'm just more concerned about the Authority, especially because the script, quote-unquote, struggled coming together. That's something that
yeah,
really concerns me. I kind of see it turning in. Have you seen Zack Snyder's Watchmen?
I have.
I haven't, but I know the premise.
It's pretty good.
I want to see it really bad, but I'm assuming it's going to turn into something like that.
I guess, like...
I could see it being something
like that. I just don't know any of the characters on this team. Like,
me neither.
On Friday, and...
Do you want a list? Do you have them up? Do you want a list?
I don't have it. Let me see. I can pull it up.
I don't know. So the Authority, I'm way more concerned about. Clayface, I'm really excited for. Yeah, who I'm excited for all these movies.
Listen,
though.
Here's the members of the Authority team. Jenny Sparks.
Okay.
Jack Hawksmoore.
What?
Swift. Midnighter.
Huh?
Grifter. Wait, I know who Grifter is, actually.
Yeah, Grifter, I've heard of.
Apollo. Manchester. Apollo, I've heard of. Manchester Black.
Manchester.
Jenny Quantum. Like.
Jenny Quantum, that's a fire name, though. Hold on.
I don't know. I don't see. I mean, I hope it's good, but I don't see them being like, oh, who's your favorite DC character? Probably Jack Hawksmoore. Probably Jenny Sparks.
Jenny Sparks.
I don't see the... Even if this movie is fire, it's like I don't see the vision behind this being your fourth movie in the new universe.
Like I said,
trying to make DC good for like the first time ever.
They don't have to release it in story order, brother.
But they need to release it in good order.
I don't think people like the movies. You know why they're holding off on the Flash movie?
Why?
You know why? Because what happened 2 years ago?
We got a Flash movie that sucks, so they need to make one that's good.
No, but they're going to wait on it because they're not going to release another Flash movie.
Okay. Well, they could release any of your actual big characters.
No, why would we do another Wonder Woman? Because Gal Gadot sucks.
We don't need
acting.
It. I'm not saying that.
I don't want another Wonder Woman.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Move on.
Well, actually, the next one is a prominent character that we're getting. Look at that.
What's next? So far we've got Superman, Supergirl, Clayface, and then The Authority. And then the fifth movie is what?
The Brave and the Bold, which is a Batman movie.
Yeah, I'm good with that. That's good.
The film will explore members of the Bat family, including introducing Batman's son Damian Wayne as a version of Robin. Gunn said the film would be a strange father and son story about Batman and Robin. He said the film was based on Grant Morrison's 2006 to 2013 run of the comics, and writing began in early 2025. So they might mess with release dates in regards to this one, especially because The Batman Part 2 is coming out in 2027, so they may hold off a couple more years because you don't want two Batman films in 1 year.
I'd be all right with it.
Okay.
But probably not, yeah.
For the sake of, like, stockholders and for the sake of, like, money, you wouldn't want two Batman films in 1 year. Do you know how awesome it would be to have two Batman films in 1 year? Are you kidding me?
That would be
if
so
we
sick.
Could have two Batman films in 1 year, I wouldn't be complaining. I love Batman.
Hey, my immediate thought, I mean, I think this is good. I think this should be like the second movie. Should be Batman.
I like where it is. I like where it is.
But having it be not just Batman, like this obviously won't be like an origin for Batman.
No.
Because it's about, like, the Bat family and stuff. And specifically in this one, Damian Wayne's Robin, who is not the first Robin.
No, which means Dick Grayson Nightwing.
Which means Dick Grayson is already Nightwing in this universe.
Which would be awesome.
Which is cool. But, like, Dick Grayson's the best Robin.
I agree, but I don't think we need to see him as the best Robin.
I think Damian Wayne's annoying. And, like, everything.
Well, okay, what Damian Wayne things have you seen?
All the animated movies.
Yeah, okay,
the
he's
DC
annoying.
Movies,
in those.
He's so annoying.
And they don't have to make him annoying.
Any run at everything, in any like comics or anything, Damian Wayne's annoying. He's like, yeah, I'm the freaking best.
That's like part of his character.
I guess we'll see how it goes.
And then he changes.
I
he
guess
should
so.
Change by
it
the
should
end.
Be good. It depends on who they cast as Damian Wayne.
And it depends on who they cast as like
as,
Nightwing
as
or Bat
or as Batman
or Batgirl. Okay, Batman. I want Alan Richardson so bad.
Me too.
Because
the guy that plays Reacher.
Yes,
please,
James Gunn.
Please play Batman.
James Gunn wants an older type Batman because obviously we're not in the fresh. The reason I think they're doing this type of movie is because we kind of already have like a young Batman running, which is the Robert Pattinson Batman.
Yeah.
So they're doing an older Batman, which I like. And
no,
we get Bat Family,
hate them doing
and
that.
Alan Richardson is perfect for that role.
I think so. Do you think it's just going to be, if they're, like, focused on the Bat Family, do you think it's just going to be, like, Damian Wayne's Robin and, like, Alfred? Or do you think they're going to have other characters like Batgirl and Nightwing and stuff in this?
I think when you say Bat Family,
you have
Batman, Robin, Nightwing, and Batgirl or Batwoman. I think you can't say Bat Family without those four.
And Alfred.
And Alfred. Yeah. Alfred counts too.
Count Alfred. Don't forget Alfred.
I
think I would like to see Nightwing and Batgirl in this movie.
I would too.
I think that's it. I don't think they need to do any other random other Batman characters.
No, I don't think so either.
I think that'd be fire.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool to immediately
introduce.
It'd be
cool if it turned into like a I'm not going to speculate what the DC universe is going to turn into, but...
Can I do a fan casting real quick?
Yeah, let's get your fan casting.
Can we have Dylan O'Brien as Nightwing?
Wait.
The guy that plays Thomas in The Maze Runner?
Yeah, that'd be great, actually.
Wouldn't that be fire?
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
I think he could do that. Have you seen, like, American Assassin?
Yeah.
Dylan O'Brien?
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see him as Nightwing.
He could do it, bro.
Can I do a fan casting?
What?
Can we get James Franco as Alfred?
What?
I'm joking.
James Franco. Who do you want as Damian Wayne?
James Franco. Dude, wait, no, hold on.
Wait, have you seen... Wait, I actually have the perfect casting. I don't know his name. Have you ever seen The Umbrella Academy?
I know what it is. I haven't, like... I don't feel like watching it.
It's like, okay. It's all right.
It doesn't look good.
But this dude... Oh, wait. Aiden Gallagher.
What else is he in?
His character in Umbrella Academy is literally Damian Wayne, basically.
Oh, that's fire. Let's do him.
And
then.
He looks like him.
I'm down to have him.
They should cast him as Damian Wayne.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, that's our... And hopefully Batgirl's in this too.
You know what would be a fire villain for this movie?
Oh, yeah. What?
Killer Croc.
That would be cool. That would be hard to do.
Let me speculate, though. Because this chapter of the DC Universe is called Gods and Monsters. Killer Croc's basically a monster. If we could get a Killer Croc as the villain, hold on.
What if it's just like Clayface is the villain?
I mean, if they did it right, it could be really good. And if they do it based off the movie, I think that'd be great.
Yeah, I hope they don't do, and I don't expect them to do like Joker.
I don't. There's too much Batman Joker stuff.
Joker's in everything.
I don't see them doing Joker.
Yeah,
I think he'll show up at some point.
So I'd like to see.
As long as it's not like Jared Leto again.
I'd like to see some random other villain, like, Killer Croc would be cool. It would go with
Killer
the
Croc would be awesome.
Would that be a good villain for the Bat family, though?
I think so. It's not like a psychotic Batman villain.
Yeah, that's true.
So I absolutely think
this is one I'm more excited for. I think just having your main characters have a big movie pretty early is good.
Yeah.
So that's the fifth one. What's next?
Next up, here we go. You're not going to like this one. We got Swamp Thing up next.
Dude, what?
Okay.
What?
Nope. Shush. We talk about the movie first, and then we give our thoughts.
Okay.
A gothic horror film that explores the dark origins of Swamp Thing. So think like Dracula or Frankenstein style. Like the novels, not like any of the movies you've ever seen. Those aren't. I mean, they're good, but like, okay. It'll be directed by James Mangold. He started writing last month. So he started writing in April 2025. And Gunn said it would take specific inspiration from Alan Moore's 1984 through 1985, The Saga of the Swamp Thing comic book run. It's a passion project for James Mangold, which, like passion projects for people, that's a good thing. That means they're going to want the movie to be good.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting. They're going to have to mess with release dates, probably, because Mangold is also working on an untitled Star Wars project. So it is... unsure of when Swamp Thing will be released. I'll start off by saying Swamp Thing is a really cool character, and I don't totally know where they're going to go with it, but I'm here for it.
I'm not.
You're just a hater.
I'm not.
You're hating.
I hope it's good. Swamp Thing's kind of interesting.
I think he's a cool character.
But like, when you think of...
He's also the worst character in Injustice 2.
When you think of your first six movies in your new big DC universe, do you put Swamp Thing in the picture?
Absolutely. If James Gunn's going to, I will too.
No.
I trust.
What is this going to be about? How does this fit in with anything else?
I don't know. We're going to find out. We don't know anything about the movie.
And it's like a horror film about Swamp Thing.
It's a gothic horror.
I don't care.
You're thinking of like American horror. It's gothic horror.
I don't even care.
Okay, well, you're just hating.
This is why it could be good, because James Mangold directed, like, Logan, which is, like, one of the best superhero movies ever.
Yes, yes. He did a complete unknown.
James Gunn is in charge of this. Great movie. Like, it's such an interesting choice of, like, one of your first movies. This is not a big character.
I'm a fan. I'm
ready.
Or,
like, a well-known or well-liked character.
I'm here for it.
Okay, that's just my thoughts.
I'm into this one.
Okay, what's next?
I'll be seeing it in the theaters.
I'll be there.
Next!
Yeah, but...
Okay, so we're kind of moving out of like the Chapter 1 Gods and Monsters identity, because we don't have a chapter or like a saga where these two next films belong. These are our last two that we're talking about. So the first is an untitled Teen Titans film. A draft of the script was submitted in February 2025, and very little is known currently. So the script is done. Well, possibly.
Sort of.
The overall story is there, is what I'm understanding.
I'm happy with this one.
I am too. I'm very interested. I think you start and you have the Dick Grayson Nightwing.
Yes.
As the leader.
Exactly.
You have Beast Boy.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it. I'm excited for this because it's a cool team and cool characters, but they've got to not do some like weird lineup. Like when you have Teen Titans,
I think
there's
the only people,
very certain characters you need on this team.
I think the only people that they have to have are Nightwing, Beast Boy, Cyborg, and Starfire.
Yeah. But I think Raven should.
And then if they take Raven out, they can replace her with Supergirl, who we're getting a movie of next.
That's true. Supergirl's on the team sometimes.
That's the goated lineup. Nightwing, Beast Boy, Cyborg, Starfire, and Supergirl on the Teen Titans for the Teen Titans movie. I think that could be so fire.
What do you think? So you would be good with Raven not being on the team?
Absolutely. I don't really care about Raven.
I think Raven's like a staple of the team, but she's probably like the least interesting.
I don't really care about Raven on the team. Are you talking about like the cartoon Teen Titans?
Just in general.
You're talking about Teen Titans Go?
Just in general. Raven's always on the team.
I know, but like I could do without Raven on the team. I don't really care about Raven.
You know who they could put on the team instead of Raven also?
Wally West.
Kid Flash.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
What if they do six? They do Nightwing, Beast Boy, Cyborg, Supergirl, Starfire, and Wally West.
Dude, I mean, a team of six. I mean, usually it's five, I guess, but...
Usually it's five, but they could do six.
They could just do a bigger team.
Yeah, I'd be down. I mean,
we know nothing about this movie, but Teen Titans is an interesting team, and to see a live-action, well-done thing would be really cool.
How was the Titan show? Because I haven't seen it.
The Titan show, the live-action one, it was low-key. It's interesting at some points. Like, the first season was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of the characters were well. Like, the guy that played Nightwing was really cool.
I kind of want to watch it.
But it wasn't that great, like, as a whole.
Let's look at what it has on IMDb.
The girl that plays Starfire was really annoying in it. Cyborg's not a character,
it's
really.
It's got a 7.5 out of 10.
It's
IMDb.
It's all right. Like,
that's not even bad.
Yeah, I think it's carried by the guy that plays Dick Grayson. But there are some other characters as well, which is what low key that show is why I'm fine with Raven not being on the team, because like a lot of the plot points is around Raven and it's just like weird.
Oh, like is it like?
It's just like weird. I mean, her whole character is that like demonic and like weird.
Yeah, that is kind of weird.
So, like, I'd be fine with Raven being replaced by a cooler character like Supergirl or Kid Flash.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, that should be good. Who do you think the villain of this would be, like Deathstroke?
Well, that leads into the next movie, so... Well, I don't know. It's interesting. It's hard to think about who's going to be the villain for this, because we know so little about the team.
Yeah.
And, like, the film as a whole, but... After this film is an untitled Bane and Deathstroke film.
Which is cool.
Which is awesome.
I can't hate. It's still an interesting choice.
He's hating.
But no,
he's
but I can't hate. I think that's way better than Swamp Thing and Clayface and The Authority. Like, that's
filming
awesome.
Is expected to start this year for this film. But not a whole lot is known. Again. So it's interesting. There's not even information on, like, yeah, there's nothing. And filming's supposed to start this year, which is weird.
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's going to be good, though. I don't think you could do this without Batman, though.
I see them cooking with a Bane and Deathstroke movie. I mean, I could see them trying to, but I would like to see Batman in it.
I'd like to see at least a little bit of Batman.
When you think
of
Deathstroke and Bane, you think of Batman villains. That's
absolutely.
They're Batman villains. With absolutely. Deathstroke is seen as a Teen Titans villain a lot, which is why I said he could be in this.
Well, I was going to say, Deathstroke's not exclusive to Batman. I mean, he's in, like, Arrow and stuff.
Yeah, but Bane is a Batman
which
villain.
Great show, actually.
Arrow's a great
show. I love Arrow.
But Bane is definitely a Batman villain. Like, when you think of it. Like Deathstroke's,
oh, Bane is,
Deathstroke's a lot of stuff, but Bane is a Batman
Bane
villain.
Is easily a Batman villain.
Yeah. So, like... I don't know. I don't know how this will go, if Batman's in it or not, or if it's just like them. But Bane and Deathstroke are characters I'm fine with them doing solo movies about. Like, I'm hesitant on Clayface and, like, Swamp
You're
Thing.
Just hating on them
but
again.
But if they... With this, I think that's cool. Especially that's both of them.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's cool.
I really want to know how they're going to do them together, because that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, any final thoughts on the DC Universe? It's just the Chapter 1 slate.
Yeah. My main thing is just, like, it's just such interesting choices here. I think...
Here he is again, back to Hayden.
I think that... I'm not hating. I'm happy with this. I'm happy with a lot of the choices. I think it's going to be good. I think James Gunn is going to absolutely cook and make DC good again.
Yeah.
But I'm just interested with our choices here. I think when you think of DC, you think of Superman and Batman and then, like, the Justice League, which is your big team. It's like your Avengers team.
Absolutely.
And I think they should do as fast as... not as fast as possible.
They don't
like
have
the
to
first,
do as fast as
but like
possible.
The first phase of this, or chapter, they're calling it, should be about your main characters and then them eventually making the Justice League.
That's what they just did, though.
No, they didn't. They rushed it like crazy. They made
two movies.
And then made a Justice League movie, which was trash. But if they used if they used this chapter and they made... Here's what I... If I had a dream world, this is what I would do. Like, I know it's like the Marvel formula, but it works. If they just made the Superman movie and then the next movie was a Batman movie and then they made... a Flash movie, and then a Wonder Woman movie, and then a Green Lantern movie, and then like an Aquaman movie. And then there's a movie after that, which is the Justice League with all of them in it. Why is that so hard?
I don't want that formula.
Why?
Because it's the same thing that they always... It's the same thing that happens every time.
They've never done that before, ever.
They basically did that.
No, they made like two movies, and then were like, here, Justice League.
I'm way more excited for this universe.
I just want cool characters to get an actual cool movie.
They will. I'm sure we'll get a Flash movie.
Like 25 years.
Okay. You're being negative.
We need a Justice League team.
Yeah, there will be.
When?
There will be. In the next chapter, I'm sure.
Who's your ideal Justice League lineup?
I mean, it's basically what you just said.
What? It's usually six.
Yeah, okay. I got like Superman.
Yeah.
Batman. Flash. Wonder Woman, probably, did I say Aquaman? Aquaman, and then I guess like...
I think Green Lantern's got to be there.
Yeah, Green Lantern. And
it's
then
like Cyborg sometimes.
And then I love when Martian Manhunter joins them sometimes.
Yeah.
Or like when Cyborg joins them, that's cool. But like, I like Martian Manhunter
a lot. That's the main six.
Yeah, I agree.
And so far we're getting like two of those characters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll get there.
Okay.
You need to be patient. I trust what James Gunn's doing here. Absolutely.
I do. I think it'll be good.
It's going to be awesome.
We need to just make stuff.
He's a producer on every one of these films, by the way.
I know.
That means he's in charge. And I love that. I think it's going to be great.
I think so. I think it all...
I'm really excited.
I think everything we... I think if Superman just sucks, then everything's gone.
Oh, absolutely. If Superman sucks, I'll still go watch every movie, but...
then everything's out the window if Superman sucks.
If Superman sucks, the DC universe is over already.
Then they're never going to try again.
No, they're never...
I think you said to start this segment that, like, you think you like DC better than Marvel.
I do.
And, like, I mean, I can see that. I think there's characters in DC that are way better than in Marvel, but...
Yeah.
I mean, movie-wise and, like, anything like that, Marvel is leagues ahead of DC.
Yeah, but, like, I'm not going based off my love
for
the movies.
I'm not saying that.
I'm going based off my love for the characters and the comics.
Exactly, which is why I'm saying that, like, because as good as Marvel's been and stuff, it's like the potential for DC is honestly higher.
I agree.
And they've got to... Which is why I want them to use.
And there's
their
like
cool
no
characters.
Way they mess this up, right? There's no way they mess
this
up.
I hope not.
There's no way
because the DC universe before this was so bad.
Yeah, it's officially dubbed the DC Extended Universe
now.
Because
they're like, get this out of here.
Yeah, because they're like, this sucks.
It's so bad.
It's awful.
So like we gotta cook with these, which is why I'm hesitant about some of our choices at the beginning. But I have faith, and I think it'll be good.
I have a lot of faith. It's awesome. I'm really excited. Well, we've got 5 minutes left in our remaining showtime, so if you haven't gone to WTROonline.com to vote yet, please go vote for us in the show competition. Do you have anything else you want to say today before we finally wrap up?
I think we're good. I'm excited to see where DC goes. I'm excited to see where Marvel goes after Thunderbolts.
Yeah.
Very
superhero
episode. You gotta go watch the last episodes of Andor because it's really good.
Oh, I should go watch those, and then we can talk about it next week.
Yeah.
All right. We good? Okay. Quick update. We shot the first part of our film on Tuesday.
Oh, we did.
Our Western film.
Yeah.
That went really well. We're shooting the rest of it tonight. We can give more of an update next week after we do all our editing and stuff. You got any thoughts on that?
It's very cool.
Very cool.
It'll come together. We got to use a big studio and stuff.
Yeah, it was really cool.
And we're filming a ton tonight with the actual scenes, so.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated. It's going to be good.
It's going to be really cool. So, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to Two Tickets, Please, and listening to our first disagreement. It only took 14 episodes.
It only took a while.
Wait, is this 14?
I think so.
Holy cow. Yeah. So, all right. Go follow us on Instagram. Go follow us on TikTok. We still haven't posted a TikTok video.
Why do you say that?
Because it's funny.
We basically don't have
Listen
one.
To yourself. You're laughing. But go to Instagram because we do post on there once a week. Go interact. Go say hi. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys
next week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.